I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road with Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Jonathan, where are you taking us this week?
We're going to Cali, which is the modern California restaurant near Paramount in Hollywood.
And who is the chef?
The chef is Kevin Meehan, who's been in LA for quite a while. He worked with Luda Lefebvre back in the L'Orangerie days, which is to say the Paleolithic era of today's dining. And he spent quite a long time at Patina.
So a guy with technique and chops.
Exactly. You walk through the door and the first thing you see, like right by the open kitchen, is a glass front case where there's a pig's head and there's all kinds of like hanging meat. So you think, oh, it's going to be one of those nose-to-tail restaurants. But in fact, that's the last you're going to see of the head and the meat.
How interesting. What did you have?
The menus are pretty seasonal. And a few things that I liked were ridgeback prawns. And you have, you know, nasturtium petals, which are very colorful. You have citrus segments, maybe grapefruit if that's in season, or carica or oranges. You have nasturtium leaves, which look like, you know, tiny versions of those lily pads that frogs are on. You have kumquats that are cut in half and sort of domed with this jelly, so it looks like a perfect sphere, but half the sphere is jelly. Nobody would call what he's doing simple and restrained.
No, it's definitely exuberant.
Right. So when you get uni toast, I mean, the sea urchin will be ice cold and the bread will be hot. You'll always see, you know, fried duck eggs on things. Again, sprinklings of ash or translucent shavings of vegetables or chopped pistachio nuts. There's a lot going on every plate. One of the things I like that he does is his avocado salad that seems to be pretty constant, which he takes a whole avocado, I think it's a reed, cuts it in half, brushes the cut half with honey, and then I think throws it on the blacktop till the honey caramelizes and becomes a little bit crisp, but the rest of the avocado is essentially raw. Then they sprinkle that with all the stuff they sprinkle things with, you know, the ash and the carrot and the pistachios. And it's a meaty entree that has no meat in it at all. It's rich, it's satisfying, and yet it's light and vegan.
And there's all this textural interest, too.
Right. Another dish that tends to show up is his risotto. He does with various grains, but I think the most common is the wheat berries, which are cooked with this broth that he makes with fermented black garlic. So there's a lot of umami. It's topped with a thin, crisp, black disc, right? It almost looks like a phonograph record, but much smaller. That's made with nori, cheese from Fiscalini in the Central Valley. You know, the people who have that cloth-bound cheddar we've been eating forever. And sitting there like sort of a triple umami frico.
Wow, that sounds really good. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank you, Evan.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Cali and Hollywood. Text the words good food to 69866 to get Jonathan's weekly restaurant recommendations.